Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
Timing.
Thank you for joining us. I told you that you would see about a month ago on air public declarations on TV that we're coming to have sex with your children. In the Old Testament, it talks about Sodom and Gomorrah, and they come to the door and give us your women, your men, your children. We're having sex with them, a big gang of rapists. Well, you could say that's fiction if you want, but it's happening again. And now the San Francisco Orchestra, the San Francisco Choir, is, quote, gay now, which really means pedophilia. And they've come out and said, we're recruiting your children. We're coming. We're going to get them. We're coming for them. Well, we already know that. And this is the revolution of vampirism, of sucking the energy out of the innocents. They put it up on YouTube, got 99% downvotes. They pulled it, but we saved it. Here they are with their declaration of war on our children.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans to be fully embracing of diversity and inclusivity.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children.
It's a religion like Islam. Because we bow to it.
Go and see San Francisco.
Go and turn up that disco.
These are men. They're going to recruit your children and have a relationship with them and convert them. It's not the gay San Francisco choir. It's the pedophile promoting LGBTP.
China, wrapped in Tim Cook's yellow flag. Love it. Yeah.
We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender in 2008.
Oh, really? It's not a woman? It's a man dressed up like a woman raping kids? Who would have thought?
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me and hammered me 9, 10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have 2 varieties of high-quality iodine that'll blow you away on sale right now. X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's tri-iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and 2 other types. Just some people need all 3 types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, 2 different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
There is a unified globalist operation. They want our children. They want our wives. They want our husbands. They want our parents. They want us dead. But not before they ceremonially rape us, genetically, financially, spiritually, culturally. This is all about conquest. It's all about dominance. It's all about power. You have the Bilderberg Group Davos meeting of big tech meeting in Idaho under armed guards and paramilitary forces. And on the main agenda is the gay agenda for children. They actually say teaching tolerance, LGBTP. And now, the San Francisco Orchestra, the San Francisco Men's Choir, the pedophile choir, has said, we will corrupt your kids, close quote. We will recruit them. We will take them over. They are ours. We are, quote, coming for them. These are quotes. But, hey, I've got the head of the UN Global Rapid Response Force, Dr. Ryan, saying a year ago that once they phase in lockdowns, they'll become permanent for any new flu or cold, and that they're going to go into our homes and take the children and others to isolation centers. And he starts licking his lips. The children are the target. They illegally injected entire schools in Australia. The health minister said, screw you, big deal, get over it. I've got that video coming up. We have in New Zealand, remember, it's a global system, just like in Canada, saying, we will hunt you down if you don't take your shots. We will arrest you. That's coming up. But here's the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, saying, strike forces. That's a paramilitary term. Remember, Obama said, we need a civilian force just as big, just as strong as our military. They would do it under the guise of community organizing and health department checks. And globally, here it is, the UN in charge of what you can say, what your doctor can do, what treatments you have. Who would have thought in the world government, day one, the UN's in charge of your medical, the UN's in charge of your speech through big tech with AI enforcing it, but it's all here. So Psaki 2 days ago said, oh, we're going to come to your house. People couldn't believe it. Then Biden said, no, we're coming to your house to give you the shot. Now they're saying, well, we're probably going to push it on you. It's going to be mandatory. We've got strike forces. You thought that was the Delta Force, the Navy SEALs. No, 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 no. It's the leftists coming into your life to contact trace you via an app on your phone with little fake robot readers the size of a credit card reader to quote, PCR test you. Or if you look like you're sick, they have this new authority outside of law to disappear you. It's called martial law takeover. Now the Canadian health minister said, oh, this is about control of information and our revolution. That's why the lockdowns continue while they bankrupt all the small businesses. This is economic warfare. This is the new warfare. It's here. We're inside the new world order. The full video is on InfoWars.com. Here is the press secretary on strike forces coming to your house.
First, is there a target for herd immunity for COVID vaccines
75%, 80%. What is that goal for the administration right now?
Well, Dr. Fauci has addressed this a number of times and has conveyed that herd immunity is kind of an outdated term. So we had set a goal of reaching 70% of adults by July 4th. We reached that goal of adults 27 and older by that date, and we're continuing to press to reach it, and we will in the next couple of weeks for adults over the age of 18. But our work doesn't stop there, and we are going to continue to press to get 12 to 18-year-olds vaccinated, to continue to work with communities where there's lower vaccination rates. That's one of the reasons we initiated these strike forces, to go into communities and work with them to determine what they need, to take a localized, specific approach that works with elected officials in communities. But I don't have a new goal to set for you.
Strike forces. Strike forces. Military. Oh, you wear a mask, you're dirty. Oh, you can't go outside unless you've had the shot. That's their goal. Oh, the strike force is for you. It's all in the official plans. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Clinton Global Initiative, they're all getting billions of taxpayer money, and they've trained up these groups that are going to go out on TV and normalize, not just forcibly inoculating like you saw in California, of people's children that didn't want it, or of disabled people. People in a wheelchair. No, please don't. Oh, we're sorry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be big tech surveilling you and tracking you with the apps they put on your phone, whether you like it or not. You can't uninstall them. Sending these paramilitary forces to your homes. This has always been the plan. It's the same from Spain to New Zealand to Canada, and now next it's coming here. Like I kept telling you, it's a UN-directed global plan. But Australia is made up of great people, but it was a penal colony, so they never got their real rights. And blue cities are under global's control. They don't have any of their basic rights. And so they're beta testing it, perfecting it, testing the media there, making sure no one resists, and then rolling it out against the next group. We told you over a year ago it'll be variants. Oh, they locked down Sydney again. The Delta Plus variant inspired it, like it's artwork. Oh, no one's really dying, but don't worry. In the fall and winter, when people don't get enough vitamin D, folks will die from regular viruses. We're going to lock down again. Well, don't wait. They've already done it again. And Biden's considering new lockdowns to squeeze that middle class into oblivion. So here is the Australian health official, we'll get to in a moment, responds aggressively when asked about the government was embarrassed about mistakenly distributing COVID jabs forcibly to 160 grade 12 students. Just ordering them to was all a beta test. But first, let's play this next clip. New Zealand will hunt down those not vaccinated, says the government, with strike teams. Here it is.
I think early next year we'll be in the phase of chasing up people who haven't come forward to get their vaccination or have missed their bookings and so on. So everyone will be able to get a vaccine between now and the end of the year. But of course, you know, and I want every New Zealander to come forward, but human behaviour suggests that there will be some people that we have to actually really go out and look for, and some of that may spill into next year. But our commitment is everyone will have the opportunity to get the vaccine by the end of the year. Everyone will, but I can't say that, you know, that we're not going to have some hesitant people or some people who just haven't come forward that we don't have to go out and find next year.
Ah, with law enforcement, with apps, with your medical records, that you haven't taken the shot in your new medical ID that Klaus Schwab called for that we now have. So the police are coming. Just like they arrest you in New Zealand and Australia if you criticize lockdowns. Well, now you didn't take your shot. And so we're going to come with the police to your house. Don't worry, they got a special shot for you. You know the government officials, they're getting that saline shot. They got a hot needle for you. Again, if I'd have told you this 10 years ago, would you believed it? No, I did tell you 10 years ago. I said, world government lockdowns, forced inoculations is the key to the New World Order because it's in their own documents. Operation Lockstep and others. I could play you the clips from 10 years ago. Would you like me to 12 years ago? But we've done it many times. Again, I get all the credit like I just looked into a crystal ball. It's a damn plan. Like Hitler wrote Mein Kampf. And said, I don't like the Treaty of Versailles, and I'm going to throw it away, and I'm going to attack Europe, and I'm going to take over, and I'm going to... And he did it. And they're there telling us what they're doing. They're just doing it. And we're sitting here not realizing we're in the midst of a massive takeover. I want to come back and play a really powerful clip of when I predicted all this last year. Well, let's play that clip 13. Here is the Australian health minister arrogantly saying, it's a mistake, move on. It wasn't a mistake. They're forcibly, Cuomo said we're going to give kids shots whether they like it or not. This is serious crime, folks. These are really deadly. They attack fertility. They attack the brain and heart. There's an advisory on them now. By the way, I have a clip I didn't play yesterday of the U.S. military, the Pentagon announcing forced inoculations. And they said, by the way, this is not an approved vaccine, but we're going to do it anyways. But the average leftist, you go to Twitter, it's just everywhere. Alex Jones, a liar. These were approved, totally safe. Nobody ever got hurt. Next, you'll say nobody ever died in a motorcycle accident or nobody ever fell off a cliff. I mean, it's damn gaslighting. Here is Australia.
Minister, how damaging is it for the public perception of the state government vaccine rollout that New South Wales or your department accidentally vaccinated about 160 Joey Falls? How embarrassing are you?
What I find more embarrassing, James, is you would make that sort of question accusation against frontline health staff who work their butts off and who tomorrow will have achieved a million vaccinations into arms. You know what? The school intended it well, there was a mistake, and so what? It's happened. Out of a million vaccinations, move on.
The school intended it well. They're coming for you, and it will kill you. Take about 5 years.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thursday edition of the Alex Jones Show, I got some more intel from a very good person, very good source, and it confirmed what I already knew, and it confirmed what I already was going to be covering. I talked to Pastor Rodney Howard a few days ago at length about what happened at an event he put on with over 10,000 people at his church on the west coast of Florida, and I've known him 10 years or so. He's a great guy. I've never seen him, I don't want to say shook up, but I've never seen him so concerned. And then we had some technical stuff as they were putting in new equipment and things in there the other day. I was unable to get him on in the morning because he couldn't come on when I was live. So he taped the 30-minute piece that he gave us 2 days ago that I still haven't posted to band.video. And what I'm going to do is just shoot an intro to it during one of these breaks and then post it to band.video. Let me just put it to you this way. We have a chance to stop another January 6th, but much bigger. And now we figured out what the feds are doing and how they're doing it. And this is so big, I should probably just go off air at this point and just really get in a huddle with people and put out an emergency report. And I'm not saying that for dramatic effect. I mean, you know we know tomorrow's news today because my head's in the game all the time. I used to dream about fantasy stuff and, you know, things that didn't make sense. Now my dreams are all like work. When I'm asleep at night, it's like how to raise my children better. Where should I move? What should I do during the collapse? What am I going to, how do I get right with God? Last night it seemed like 20 years I was asleep. And I was just praying to God and talking to God and just, and I think all of you are going through that right now because we're going to look back, as I said a year ago, on that as the good old times, and you're going to look back on the day as the good old times. And I don't say that to scare you. I say that so you can get ready. So a lot of folks ask me, well, how have you gotten ready? We got a trailer and put it out in the country and put a well in, and we're putting solar in. And I know I got neighbors I can trust. And that's it. That's my rear guard action. So I got a lot of big news and them announcing pedophilia openly and saying we're coming for your children. And you've got big tech saying that's their plan. And that's the goal. It's destroy innocence. That's what the satanic force wants. But I've seen so many people fall under this spell of evil and the way it manipulates people's minds and brains. And Pastor Howard told me, we were talking to 3 or 4 days ago, he said, Alex, I guess that was Sunday. That was Sunday. Seems like 5 minutes ago. Pastor Howard said, it's the Holy Spirit. Only that'll give you discernment. He's like, that's why you've got such good discernment. It's why I've got discernment. And we were completely on the same page about this. And God, what they did to him. He told me a lot of stuff that he didn't put on record. I'd recommended he not do it. But let me just tell you this. We are down to the wire here, folks. We are down to the wire. And it's spiritual. So many good people I knew are just completely mentally ill now. The pressure got to them, and they believe they're under the command of Q, who they believe is President Trump. And it's not. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL. And they are planning uprisings around the country, which will then be blamed on me and President Trump and others, and then they'll try to arrest us. And we've just got to stop them. We've got to stop them. So I have this whole show prepared and all these clips and all this news, and I'm just sitting here watching this, and I already knew what was going on, but I just confirmed how sick these people are, how mentally ill they are. Q is telling people that I'm a Fed and I'm against Trump and that I've got to be taken out and that I've got to be sued and all these things, which is total delusion. These people never talked to Trump. They don't know Trump. Trump's surrounded. Trump's embattled. Trump can't even launch a website. He's trying to fight back. He's a great guy. I was with Trump at the border just last week. Just didn't make a big issue out of it. And that people are so gullible that they want to believe that they're secretly involved with Trump and secretly involved in a coming overthrow of the globalists, so they can trigger a second capital attack somewhere else and then legitimize this federal report saying anybody that questions the election is a terrorist. And it's just total amateur. So I'm going to have to expose all these groups that come out against them. I'm going to have to give them what they want. Because I am not going to sit by and watch them when we're politically winning and everybody's waking up and people see the world government, the pedophilia, and the Satanism for what it is. And then they're going to try to, literally through the internet and through delusional BS, believe someone text messaging them is secretly Trump, and that Trump's saying, get Alex Jones, get Roger Stone, get General Flynn. And I mean, I saw the things that Q is saying about General Flynn and about us and the things that these people hear, and because they want to believe that they're talking to someone famous, President Trump. They believe it's a spirit, though. I mean, it's satanic. It's like literally mind control. But I guess they're already prepped by it, by the media and the culture and all of it. And you can just see the end game ticking down right now. It's so sad. It's so disgusting. I'm going to get to that later. I'm going to decide how I'm going to proceed with this, but this is just beyond schizophrenia. This is demon possession. They're given a great delusion. And, you know, maybe the country's not supposed to be saved. Maybe God's giving them over to great delusion and that we're not actually supposed to save the country. I don't know. I'm just going to do the right thing and tell the truth and, you know, move forward and be a good person. But the scrabbling and the power vacuums and the manipulation and all of it is just beyond anything I've ever seen. And it's so incredibly sad. We've been here steadfastly telling you what's coming next for decades. We've been here steadfastly promoting American values. And it just goes to show that right now we're in the zeitgeist and the forces of evil are trying to take out America's greatest supporters through a esoteric, Gnostic Oracle of Delphi hole in the wall that they just come to and then get their orders from and believe that they're then marching forward as Christian soldiers who are about to launch some devastating attack, you know, against the deep state when they're being led by the deep state directly into the provocation that will bring the country down once and for all. And then all I want to do is just leave the country and just leave all these crazy people to themselves. I mean, maybe America really is over. I just don't want to be part of the mental illness. I want to go hide in the desert somewhere and just, you know, read the Bible. I mean, I just thank God. Thank you, Jesus, that I have not been under this delusion and that you've given me discernment. Thank you, God. Please take me to your bosom and help me maintain my sanity and not join these people. Because this is just, this is full evil being thrown at the country and the world right now. Absolute, full, complete, total Satanism. And we'll come back, San Francisco Pedophile Men's Chorus, the official San Francisco choir, says we are getting your kids, we will corrupt them, we will have sex with them.
Hydrofluoralistic acid.
is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolytic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly, toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July, the double Patriot points and free shipping. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Things are going to be all right. I do want to open the phones up in the second and third hour today ahead of Matt Bracken coming on. So totally open phones, second and third hour. You need to get into the news and information right now. But I have dropped the ball. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is a really smart guy, and he grew up in South Africa and been all over the world and been through hell and built his own huge mega church and brought millions to Christ all over the world, travels hundreds of days out of the year to Africa, Latin America, Asia, you name it. And he called me and he said, I got to brief you on this. I stopped the false flag. They tried to set us up. And then I just got too busy on the morning he could tape, and we had a technical issue, so we couldn't do the interview. But he taped me a 30-minute deal that we're going to post to Bandai Video this afternoon, where he lays this out. And then what he covered ties into everything. And again, this is so big that I have to digest it a little bit and figure out how I want to present it. And it's not that I want to keep something from you. It's so big that I don't want to just blurt stuff out and get it wrong. Does that make sense? Because I'm such a fire-and-forget guy that I just go with my gut and go with my instincts, go with my spirit, and it's always super accurate, but I can get a few of the words wrong, and then it doesn't explain what's happening. But, I really think it comes down to this. I'm at a point of, I don't want to call it choking, but nobody's got a pay grade at this. I'm certainly way, this is way above my pay grade, as they say. So, just one of the problems we deal with each day, people would take years to figure out. And so when I say that, it's just that I've reached a point now where, I don't go like, oh, great. I've got the main orchestra in San Francisco saying we're going to rape your kids. I can prove they're evil. I already know it. And they're coming, and they're so arrogant, they put it on TV. They're going to rape our children. And what, I'm just supposed to turn this into a show where I talk about it? And we're almost like part of it when we just cover it. And then what slaves these men are, and their bug-eyed pedo eyes. And just, they all look like Brian Stelter. And I'm just like, how did we get to this point? Because I want to run off in a cabin in Colorado for a month. But when I come back out of the cabin, they might be at the foot of the hill coming to get me. You know what I mean? I can't run away from them. I don't want to fight them. I don't want to look at them. I don't want to be, but see, oh, they're going to look at us. I watched all these Klaus Schwab and UN videos where these really creepy evil men are like, we got to get the kids and we're going to go in the houses next and we're going to take over their houses and we're going to, and people then ask me a year later, how'd you know they're coming to our houses? They said so. I just said, the archivist can find it. The guy's incredible. I don't know how he does, finds it all. It's on air like 4 or 5 hours a day. I just said 2 weeks ago, I said, they'll be on national TV by the end of the year saying, we're coming for your kids. We're going to have sex with them. And it was not in the next 6 months or a year. It was 2 weeks later. And by the way, it's not just the San Francisco thing. When that came out yesterday and they said, we're going to have sex with your kids. We're going to corrupt your kids is the quote. We're going to take them over. People found like 12 more videos that I was sent where I'm like, I can't even watch these things anymore. And then I got all these other videos where we're coming with injections. We're going to give them to you no matter what you want. And they even giggle. And we're going to keep the lockdowns in so you can't talk to people. So none of you can organize against us. I mean, they're even joking around like I'm in I Am Legend and the devil's like, nothing can stop me. Because let me tell you, 25 years ago, I'd be getting ready for a radio show, and I'd have some incredible New World Order stuff in proof. I'd be like, oh, I got them. I'd be so excited. Oh, look, I got them. I got them admitting they're pedophiles right here. I'm going to get them. And 10,000 pedophile stories later, I'm like, I'll probably get arrested. They threatened to arrest the mom at the Wee Spa in L.A. when the man with a beard and huge genitals gets in the private women's hot tub with the six-year-old and starts playing with his penis in front of her, and the women run and call the police, and the police show up and say, "You're the bad people." I'll give the number out to take calls next segment, and I'll also get to the video. It's just, I mean, it's almost obscene to just cover hundreds of articles that show their evil takeover when we already know it's happening. It's the same thing you see. I've got seven articles I looked in my stack without even looking for them of young people in America dying of blood clots in the brain or the heart or the lungs when they took the Pfizer and Moderna shots. Every day, it's this person died, that person, and we're probably hearing of one out of 100. Here's another dead person. There's another dead person. Here's another dead one. We're just sitting here watching it all. And the average person goes, "Well, I'm going to comply with this so they pass me over." It's incredible. I'm going to go to break. We're going to come back and cover it all here today. But it is just insane. And they've got the Q armies again that are controlled by the feds, leading people towards violence so they can legitimize the terrorism act, saying we're all terrorists. And that's getting ready to happen. And we're just sitting here watching it all unfold. God Almighty help us. God says, "You didn't help all those babies got aborted. You didn't help those Chinese Christians and Muslims and Buddhists in slave camps, so I'm not going to help you." And I'm like, I know you're right. But it still doesn't make it fun. God's good. In fact, God's been very lenient. And God gets to a point where God is not going to condone what we're doing. Because if God doesn't judge us, God's involved in this. Because God gave us free will. God didn't do any of this. God's perfect. He is perfect. Oh, so perfect. Except the one crime God argues this, I tell you, in God's mind, God argues this, was it right to create consciousness and allow you to do this? God actually feels guilty, even though God's perfect. But it is perfect to create more, isn't it? Yes, I'm glad I'm here. No, that was smart, God. Thank you for giving me consciousness. No, that wasn't a mistake. Please don't destroy us. Please, don't blow us up. Please, we're sorry. You did the right thing. Don't do it. God is expecting us to stand up to this and do the right thing, and we're not. And when they declare, "We're coming for your children, we're going to rape your children, we're going to corrupt your children," I'm pausing video when we come back. That is their charge. That is their, "We want your children." It's all an act of like, "Oh, I'm a feminine man. Oh, that's the cover, like a snake. Like, hi, I'm a friend." No, you're not a friend. You want children because you're these empty, soulless creatures that are just lisping and begging and wanting in to be given control to destroy the future. Total oblivion. A soul turned over to evil, trying to show you an Eddie's happy mind, but it's not. It's an enslaved, destroyed, lost person who's lost their soul, lost their connection to God, and he's just saying, "I need your children. I'm coming. I'm going to corrupt them. Give them to me. I have hoisted the black flag of death. Give me your children now." Give me your children. Humans are evil. Destroy the earth. I am the Grim Reaper.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame.
The globalists know
everybody won't be treated the
Satanists
all
know
the same.
They're going down.
There'll be a golden letter.
And they want to take us with them. They want to take our dear children with them. We're going to let them do that?
When the man comes around.
Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Galatians 4:16.
Arm will stand up at the terror in each sip.
And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish became, they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe in a lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2:10, 12. And that doesn't mean that we haven't been hateful or been in a fight or cheated on somebody or done something wrong. The difference is we know it's wrong, we're sad for it later, and we repent of it. We know what's good. We know what's evil. It's the celebration of evil that is pure Satanism. So let me play this little piece. This could be 10 hours long, literally. But this is a minute or 3.5 minutes long. We just put it together during the show today, and it cuts into the San Francisco city-sponsored choir. They call it the gay choir, but it's really the pedophile choir, saying, your children will be corrupted. We will take them over. They will recruit for us. They will join us. We're coming for your children. These are all quotes. Exactly what I told you, because that's who these people are. And most of these men were abused as children that you're going to see in this video. They were raped as children. And that's why they seem so weak, so empty, so pathetic. They're in a cult now calling for more children because that's how they believe that they have children. They don't go marry a woman. They don't have a job. They don't raise a child. They get your child. And they have sex. They rape your child. They defile your child. And California legalized giving people HIV and hepatitis because that's a sacrament to them. The same pedophile army that took over the Vatican, took over Penn State, took over all these other institutions, it's now taken over, and now it is announcing and blowing its bugle and saying, your children are ours, we're coming for them. Here's a few clips of them saying this previously, and now announced officially by the city of San Francisco and put out, but they pulled it down in hours because it had a 99% down vote. But see, they're in such echo chambers that they believe we're ready for this. But our children at public schools, they're teaching them critical race theory. They're teaching them all this when you're not there. They're screwing your children over. Here in Austin, Texas, I know people that send their children to public school. I mean, they're in the second grade, they're teaching them that white people are bad and that you must be a lesbian, you must be gay. And the little seven-year-olds come home to their parents and say, I'm gay. I was told I'm gay. You tell them, no, oh, the CPS is called. These are perverts confusing and screwing with your children and teaching them about a sexual lifestyle that's incredibly destructive with devil horns and Baphomet. These are perverts that didn't get into schooling because they wanted to help children. They got in there because they wanted to rape their minds because they are under the control of the dark force destroying our planet right now. And you're going to figure it out because things are going to get really bad. God's pulling out of the world right now. And now you're going to be left with evil. And now you're going to be forced to wake up. Here's a few minutes of what's officially on TV. This is a city council meetings, you name it. These are men, organized groups of men go with crazy looks in their eyes. We're coming for your children. Here it is.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans to be fully embracing of diversity and inclusivity.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children.
Your children will work to convert all their sisters and brothers.
impressionable children in your household, bring them to the screen right now.
And we witnessed parents taking their children as young as two inside to take part.
Talking, singing, and reading.
We can both be groomed.
To an audience of preschoolers, toddlers, and their caregivers.
Family programming. Love it. Yeah.
We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its Drag Queen Story Hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
People seem to walk away having a good time.
Yeah, start them young, right?
Open now, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All right, I'm going to start the next hour, give the number out, and get into all the news. The forced inoculation squads are coming. I want to describe how they're going to hit us with them, how some of these forced inoculation squad people in the most dangerous neighborhoods in America are going to get killed. Then if you don't take the shot, you're a terrorist. They're going to have SWAT teams behind the forced inoculation squads. Believe me, you'll be in a year or so watching all this I'm saying now is already going to happen. So I'm going to go ahead. It gives me a headache to do it. It actually does. But I'm going to fold space. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what's coming next here on the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. But first, if you want to energize us when we are completely committed to fighting the satanic force as best we can, then you need to energize us with money at InfoWarsStore.com so I can complete this operation and this mission. We sell to you books and films that wake people up. We sell t-shirts that spread the word. We sell supplements that are high quality that help your genetic third dimensional body be healthy. Everything we do is based on the law of I treat you as myself. I'm not Christ-like. I will not lay down my body for you, except in the final equation. But I will treat you like I want to be treated. And I need your support. You need my support. We are in this together. So go to InfoWarsStore.com now, and you will be blown away with X2. The X3 has sold out. We have X2, deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen, the opposite of what they try to put in your body with the fluoride, the chlorine. It is incredible. It is amazing. The more I take it, the more my mind opens up. It's so simple, you need it. We have ultimate krill oil, highest grade krill oil you can buy. For 40% off, it's selling out. That deal's about to stop. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It all ends this weekend. So, take advantage. That is the double Patriot points free shipping store-wide. We're going to have a few sales to continue on after that, but the main sale ends this weekend. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You need to try X2. X2. X2.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.